This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. We'll get to our roundtable in just a moment, but first, we turn our attention to the Middle East and the crisis that continues there. Hezbollah functions as both a political party in Lebanon and an armed militant group. The latest wave of violence in the Middle East began when Hezbollah kidnapped Israeli soldiers. But now, civilian casualties are mounting. This weekend, Hezbollah rockets killed 8 civilians in Israel's third-largest city, Haifa. Israel has responded with airstrikes in Beirut and southern Lebanon, killing at least 45 people and injuring dozens more. Joining us now to discuss the origins and diplomacy in this crisis, from WBEZ in Chicago, Professor Melissa Harris-Lacewell. She's a political scientist at the University of Chicago. Welcome, Melissa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. So at this point, how many nations are involved, either in the fighting or in receiving families fleeing from this fighting?
Well, this is important in order to understand really the scope of the kind of tragic and very dangerous situation that the Middle East now finds itself in. I mean, Israel and Lebanon are the two kind of obvious nations because the bombing is occurring back and forth between them. But Syria is also involved. Syria is the place where Lebanese refugees are fleeing. Syria is also possibly implicated in its relationship with Hezbollah. And Iran is also probably part of this story because of the tight relationship between Iran and Hezbollah. So there are at least 4 nations, Israel, Lebanon, Syria, and Iran, that are involved. But obviously, these are a cluster of small, tightly connected nations here in the Middle East. And so the entire region is really in conflict.
And the entire world is starting to weigh in on this. Both President Bush and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice have defended Israel's use of force as self-defense. This puts the U.S. in opposition to counterparts at the G8 summit, as well as allies, including Switzerland, France, Pakistan, and Russia, who have said the force is excessive. Has the U.S. broken ranks with the majority of world opinion? And if so, what risks does this hold for the U.S.?
Our sort of willingness to be a unilateral actor in international political affairs is part of what makes this situation so dangerous for the rest of the world. Now, the fact that we are taking sides with our longtime allies, Israel, is probably not that surprising to any party involved. But the other question is whether or not we now, the United States, has the capacity to act as a diplomatic force that might be able to help bring peace in this tense situation. And the reality of our position within world opinion right now is all part of what is going to make it much more difficult, for example, for Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice to do any sort of diplomatic work on this front.
And yet the president of Lebanon is still calling on the United States to help bring a peaceful resolution to the conflict. So what would that kind of U.S. intervention look like, and how likely is it to happen?
Well, I mean, I think it's highly likely to happen that we're going to intervene diplomatically, that we are, in fact, probably already doing so, both through the Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice, as well as through other means and measures. But when the people of Lebanon right now in a conflict, I'm talking about the people of Lebanon, because there is on one hand the state, right, the government of Lebanon, and then there's Hezbollah, which is a non-state actor, which has a great deal of support among the people of both Lebanon, Syria, and the other surrounding Arab nations. So the question is whether or not our traditional methods of working with states, of working with governments, the notions of what constrains a government from behaving in one way or another, simply does not work with non-state actors who are interested in pursuing more ideological goals.
Final question for you. The government of Israel has nuclear weapons, and Iran has been developing a nuclear program, which they say is not weapons-based. Does this up the stakes?
I think the stakes in this region have always been incredibly high. But more importantly, I think, is this question of how we are, in fact, going to start talking about and thinking about a fair and balanced way to talk about what's going on in the Middle East. And particularly for listeners who are, you know, confused by all the different states and all the different actors and the notion of different religious traditions, this is a time when we have got to talk about peaceful coexistence on this planet. The idea that we could somehow bring massive force to crush one side will be absolutely the wrong way to go.
Melissa Harris-Lacewell is a professor at the University of Chicago's Center for the Study of Race, Politics, and Culture. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.